shout an everlasting joy upon their heads. Joy and gladness shall be.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron with another prophetic proof of purchase. The extent of the land God has given to the Jewish people varies in numerous promises and prophecies in the Bible, and one could argue that the borders are vague. However, the land divided up between the tribes is very systematically defined over many chapters in God's Word, giving us clear borders. By the way, it includes not only what is usually called the West Bank, which rises from the valley of the Jordan River, but actually encompasses a large portion of the East Bank, which is part of the country of Jordan today. Zechariah 2:10-12. Sing for joy and be glad, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, declares the Lord. And many nations will join themselves to the Lord in that day and will become my people. Then I will dwell in your midst, and you will know that the Lord God of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will possess Judah as his portion in the Holy Land and will again choose Jerusalem. In spite of Israel's rejecting God over and over throughout the generations, hope springs eternal. In case your Bible atlas isn't open at the moment, I'll just mention that Judah is half of the West Bank. Again, we see that this land is his portion. By default, God will claim it, and God will guard it, and God will keep it himself. God has already chosen Jerusalem. It is again his capital, and will again be the place from which he rules and reigns. However, if we try to pin him down to specific dates and sequences of prophetic fulfillment, we will join those who are only guessing. I, for one, don't know why God didn't choose New Jersey or Normandy or Kathmandu. This particular piece of land is rocky and hilly and requires a tremendous amount of work to make habitable. Yet everyone who visits here senses a special aura of God's mercy. Without getting spooky, I can tell you that it is true. You will only believe me if you visit yourself. Perhaps it is because this is the place where, in the body of His Son Yeshua, God's feet trod the very ground we walk on today. Perhaps it is because this will be the address to which he will return. This is Yuval Shomron in Jerusalem. Do you pray for Israel? Well then, first of all, thanks. But if you'd like to be more informed, listen to www.voiceofhopejerusalem.com or The Voice of Jerusalem on channel 9772 on the Sky Angel Satellite Network. Find out more by visiting our website, www.highadventure.org, or by calling 1-800-517-HOPE. High Adventure Ministries, your expert Israeli connection.